Good morning. It's Thursday, May 18th. I'm Beth Golay, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Sophie Emerson of The Caves says that the lyrics on her new album are some of her most personal, and that she hopes the group's audience finds a little bit of themselves in the new songs.
I was definitely trying to get my feelings out there, but also it's like, you know, you always want to be relatable.
KMUW's Jed Bodwin spoke with Emerson, and their conversation is coming up. But first, the news. Mark Geetson, a leading Wichita anti-abortion activist, died in a plane crash Tuesday in Nebraska. KMUW's Rose Conlon reports.
Geetson was a controversial figure, leading protests outside Wichita abortion clinics for decades and driving trucks with graphic images around the city. He tried to convince women to continue their pregnancies and offered financial assistance to those who did. He spoke outside a Wichita abortion clinic last year.
There's so much need for our society to do a better job of taking care of single moms.
As chair of the Sedgwick County Republican Party in the 1990s, he helped the party take control of the Kansas State House, which it continues to hold today. Last year, he forced a recount of the failed anti-abortion Value Them Both ballot measure to little effect. Geetson was 69. For KMUW News, I'm Rose Conlon.
The price tag of a college education in Kansas will likely go up this year. As KMUW's Suzanne Perez reports, all six of the state's public universities have proposed tuition hikes.
University administrators say raising tuition will help offset inflation and make up for tuition freezes imposed during the pandemic. They also want to pay faculty more. Most colleges want a 5% hike. Fort Hays State University is requesting 7%, and Wichita State is asking for 5.9%. Carl Ice heads the Fiscal Affairs Committee for the Kansas Board of Regents. He says the requests reflect the rising costs of higher education.
If you just took a look at expense levels and you just took a look at inflation, everyone would have had a higher increase than has been recommended.
Regents will vote on the tuition plans next month. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
The state allocated $50 million in COVID recovery funds Wednesday to medical and mental health care projects in Sedgwick County. KMUW's Celia Hack has more.
Sedgwick County received $25 million to construct a state-run mental health hospital to address a shortage of inpatient beds across Kansas. The state had already set aside $15 million for the hospital, which the county has been seeking for years. $15 million will be used to build a joint health sciences education center between Wichita State University and the University of Kansas. This center aims to increase healthcare staff in town. Rock Regional Hospital in Derby and the Kansas College of Osteopathic Medicine in downtown Wichita each received $5 million. For KMUW News, I'm Celia Hack.
Wichita transit officials say a bus caught fire early Wednesday morning in the transit maintenance facility. Officials say the electric bus had a battery fire. The maintenance facility near Waterman and Washington also suffered minor damage. No other buses were affected by the fire. All transit services are operating normally. Over the last several years, Wichita Transit has shifted from gas-powered buses to electric vehicles. In 2019, Wichita became the first city in the state to add electric buses to its fleet. No staff or firefighters were injured during the incident. The state will hold a public meeting tomorrow evening to discuss a study looking at health outcomes around a toxic site in Wichita. The study showed increased rates of liver cancer and low birth weight among people living above contaminated groundwater, which is located in an area northeast of downtown Wichita. The study does not determine whether exposure to the contaminant or other factors caused the health disparities. The meeting is at 7 at the Boys and Girls Club. The health study can be found on the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's website. Animal behavior expert and autism spokesperson Temple Grandin says animal medicine needs a greater variety of people to help solve health and safety issues. As Samantha Horton of the Kansas News Service reports, Grandin gave the commencement address for the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine last week.
K-State awarded Grandin an honorary doctorate of veterinary medicine during the event. It's something she says she couldn't accomplish because her autism caused her to struggle with the math requirements. Grandin says there needs to be more work done to include people like her in veterinary medicine programs.
The veterinary profession needs visual thinkers because you have to be a sensory-based thinker to understand how an animal thinks.
Grandin also spoke on the importance of animal welfare and spoke against some animal breeding practices. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Samantha Horton.
Federal inspectors say a Kansas creek that was contaminated with oil in December's Keystone Pipeline break is now at least visually clear from the spill. Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service has more.
The spill in Washington County was the Keystone Pipeline's biggest ever. Pipeline operator TC Energy had to isolate and drain part of Mill Creek to clean up more than 500,000 gallons of crude oil. The Environmental Protection Agency helps inspect the work. It says the creek is now visually free of oil. State officials oversee lab work on water, soil, and sediment at the site that could confirm the pollution has been cleaned up. They didn't immediately respond to questions. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The Dole VA Medical Center in Wichita has a new director. Michael Payne was named executive director and CEO of the facility by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Payne most recently was the deputy executive director at the VA Boston Healthcare System. The Dole VA Center serves veterans in 59 Kansas counties. It treated more than 30,000 vets in 2020. Payne, an Army veteran, joined the VA in 2016. He is expected to begin work in Wichita in the next 45 to 60 days. We'll be back after this.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to the Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR network.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Beth Golay. Settle Down in a Guest Bedroom is the new album from Wichita's The Caves. The album's lyrics focus largely on loss and friendship, while the music continues the quartet's tradition of self-described landlocked surf rock. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with The Caves vocalist Sophie Emerson about the album.
This is a collection of songs that at the very least appears to be about friendship.
I mean, I was a little bit nervous for it, but because it is a lot more personal, I feel like, for sure. But yeah, I was basically just lyrically just saying what was on my mind, because we had a really hectic last couple of years, as everybody did. But yeah, it's definitely a lot more personal. I talk about one of my friends specifically in two songs. Like, another one of my friends, she has a song for her. And so yeah, it's definitely a lot of friendship.
So I apologize because I don't have the exact line memorized, but something about...
You're totally good.
the difference between 22 and 23.
Yeah.
What's the line?
23 hurts. I'd kill to be 22.
Yeah. And I'm 50. I felt that line.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That makes me happy that it's a relatable line, because I was definitely trying to get my feelings out there, but also it's you always want to be relatable. But yeah, that was just something I was thinking about, because the friend Sydney Darnaby, who Guest Bedroom was written for, thinking that, because she had passed shortly after she had turned 23, and our birthdays are 2 months apart, I think. And so I had just turned 23. She had just turned 23. And I just remember when everything was fresh and stuff, I was man, 23 hurts. this blows. Is this going to be the whole year? Is this going to be all of 23? Or I was just dang, I would definitely kill to be 22 right now.
The guest me. I've had other people over the years say to me that songwriting is the best therapy there is.
Probably. Honestly, yeah. for sure. Actually, one lyric of the song Guest Bedroom, it's like, write out your day. My mom says it's a start. It's just because my mom, the way that she does, it just helps her out. But she just journals, and she just like writes out, at the end of the day, like, okay, this is how I felt. Like, what can I do about it? And she writes all that stuff out in her journal, and she just calls it journaling. I remembered that, and I was like, wow. So I started doing that a bit more, and it really, really, really helps. But that was. Where I was going with that. Yeah.
The Caves' Settle Down in a Guest Bedroom is out tomorrow. The band performs tonight at Midwest Drums and Percussion. You can read more of this story at kmuw.org. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Beth Golay.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
What if national news was actually covered by the whole nation? The NPR network is over 200 independent newsrooms strong, stretching across all 50 states and Washington, D.C. It unites 300 million Americans in one big community built on one even bigger idea. What you hear changes everything.